Not too late.
What? Are we recording?
Yeah.
Okay, so, who wants to do the introduction?
You want me to stop, or?
No, it's fine. We can keep on going.
Welcome to episode 17 of A Week Late Podcast. I am Darren, a.k.a. Analysis489. With me, as always, is...
I am Cryptic, a.k.a. Jason.
Nice.
Throwing it down sideways.
And 2 weeks in a row, actually.
Yes, sir. I think I'm going to do a formal change to just Cryptic. And we'll see how it flies.
All right.
We'll see how it flies.
Well, yeah, because a lot of people, all three of my hip-hop friends, sometimes they call me Analysis or Anna for short, which makes me sound like a girl.
Or Anaconda.
But,
Anyway, did you have a massive penis?
Yes, that too. not really. Anaconda part, not the penis.
You go ahead that part
so,
out.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and we should start over.
So two things. We weren't ready, and you announced that you have a less than adequate penis.
Well, I meant
which is
to...
not true, because I've seen it.
Wow, hello.
Now what?
We have to definitely cut that
out. I'm not kidding. I've never seen it. I've only heard stories.
Yet. wait, what?
I'm sorry? Wow. It's getting hot in here. I'm going to step outside for a minute.
We are actually... In the mood of changing things from last week, we actually watched Sherlock Holmes the day of, or the day after it was released, instead of a week late.
Indeed. But it was worth it.
This week, we are changing things up a little bit more and doing a full-on Netflix episode review style.
Full-blown.
We've been talking about watching Skyline for a while. Neither of us have seen it.
Or the Lines of Sky for all our dyslexic. Wow, I came to that word.
You can't even think
dyslexic. All our dyslexic.
For all of our dyslexic listeners.
Did I say the word backwards? Is that what I just did?
I don't know. It was pretty cool.
I sprayed the doctor.
If you smell toast, we're all screwed.
So, I do want to say one thing.
Yeah.
This juice I'm consuming right now.
Yes.
Called passion fruit.
Passion fruit.
You said it was called guava venus or something like that, like Puerto Rican.
Yes, it's a Puerto Rican fruit commonly known in the Spanish language as maracuya.
Maracuya.
Yes.
Rival.
Good job.
It kind of, oh, thank you. I've been practicing.
Good job.
Trying to, you know, diversify myself to fit a wider audience.
By wider, you mean... the color white.
Right.
Not whiter as in
you caught,
water.
You caught that.
You did there.
Okay. There. So there's that.
But yeah. The
lost them all again.
The juice is super good.
It is.
I'm glad you're getting some culture in you. That's good, man. Broadening your horizons.
I kind of broaden my horizons. I still do not like, well, I can't say that. But...
self-censorship, too. You're
it's
learning.
Not an ethnic group, I'll say that. Starts with an H, it ends with an L. Not a big fan of that group, still.
What?
Second letter's O. Third letter's M.
Oh, gotcha. All right.
Homo sapiens.
I see where you're
going. I don't like humans. I hate humans.
I see where you go with this. In the spirit of changing things up, we are... in my humble home, getting ready to watch Skyline on the big screen via Wii Netflix.
Wii?
I'm a little disappointed in the whole thing about the Wii not being full-on HD.
It's only...
because it's
what,
only
380?
No, it's 480p.
Is it 480?
Yeah. There's a converter I heard somewhere that you can... get it up converted to 720p which is like really, I mean...
I'm still half-assed.
I watched a documentary also on Netflix in another room with a 27-inch, and obviously the resolution is going to look amazing, but when you're on an HD TV watching standard def, you can really point out the loss of quality.
Right, because widescreen is native, or... HD is natively widescreen only.
Correct.
So, and the Wii is putting out a full screen, you know.
Yeah, and...
I'm sure you can change it for games, but as far as
it does,
I don't know.
It does say something for Nintendo to say, we're going to rival all other video game systems in terms of gameplay and fun levels
over high-powered
graphics, and they've killed it. I mean, Nintendo's always been on top as far as sales. Right now, I think what's driving them is their handheld systems, the 3DS.
The only problem they have is like lack of like real competitive shooters. Like the Xbox and PS3 both have Battlefield 3, Modern Warfare 3 drop. And the Wii has them, or they probably will get them.
They're like exclusive.
A whole different game.
Yeah, they're exclusive versions because of the motion control.
Right, and the graphics were dumbed down, obviously.
They did a Dead Space port for the Wii that was Wii only because of the controls, which was actually pretty cool because if you've ever played Dead Space, the weapon that he has is sort of shaped like the Wii controller, and it had Wii Motion Plus to where when you turned the Wiimote left or horizontal or vertical, it rotates in the guy's hand and you can shoot either way, which is really cool.
You know what also game does that too? The new Zelda.
The new Zelda I heard was the shit.
New Zelda has complete like wrist motion.
Yes,
like
they have Wii Motion Plus interaction.
You can uppercut,
which
come
is great.
Down.
I actually played a demo of it at Target the other day. It was pretty fun.
Yeah.
It was pretty fun. So this is a game review segment.
Annoying.
Early
fun.
On. There is something to be said about the learning curve.
I prefer
whenever you're going
normal
to
still.
Motion still. So, okay. Even though we're in airplane mode, that is obviously the home phone ringing. Who has a home phone anymore?
I don't have a home phone.
I don't know why.
I don't know.
So
nobody
we're going to wait for that to stop.
It'll probably end tomorrow at some point.
Also, answering machine. Who does that? Also, in background, I'm not sure if the recording's picking it up, but there's not someone urinating in the background in a constant stream. It's the tank of fish I have.
Which is very, very...
It's cloudy.
Cloudy.
I have to get a new filter for it. I think it's killing some of the fish, actually.
There's a lot of them.
They're all dead.
Let them go. You get new ones.
Seriously, like two suckerfish died in the past week.
They have no brains.
Yeah. They're like swimming around in the tank, and they forget from one end to the other that they're swimming in the same tank. So it's like constantly a new world for them. So that was the zoo portion of the podcast.
We're a zoologist now.
We have animal segments now. So I'm hoping you guys are okay with us switching it up a little bit. I don't even really know. Okay. As far as Skyline is concerned, we've both been putting it off because we've been talking about doing a Netflix episode for a while, which is where Aaron Bond from Orlando got the idea to send us that Netflix review.
Mm-hmm.
We were going to have a full-on Netflix review. Who knows? Maybe after tonight I'll give him a call, see if he can throw us another one so that we can have nothing but Netflix reviews in this episode. So that Netflix review from Aaron we put in a super long episode. That was the day we got on iTunes.
Yes.
We had almost a two-hour episode that week. Had two back-to-back in the same week. We did one on Sunday and one on Wednesday.
It was a bit extended, but I think they got the point.
Yeah. So speaking of which, the iTunes, I do, in fact, know the person that left the comment. In my opinion, doesn't make it any less cool, but in other people's opinion, it takes away from the pizzazz, but I'm encouraging.
Who says pizzazz? Not me. I don't say that.
I'm encouraging my friends to do it first because it's like them pushing the snowball off the hill for it to gain momentum. You know what I mean? So hopefully that happens.
Any positive feedback is better than no feedback at all.
Yeah, absolutely. So, thanks again, Ken Lima, for I don't even know if I'm supposed to say his full name. Sorry about that. You can reach him at, no, I'm kidding.
24587.
No, we've been friends since back in the day, and the other day he text messaged me wanting to know what the direct URL was for the MP3s that are stored on the site so he could listen to it while he was working out. It's one of my military friends from back in the day, and we went to high school together too.
Very nice.
I was actually in his wedding, so he's a really cool friend, and so far he's been super supportive. So thanks for that.
Were you the best man?
I was one of the best men. He had multiple best men. I was lucky enough to be a part of. It was like a best man party. It was great.
It's like rather impressive.
Yeah, it was great.
Popular guy.
So check us out on iTunes. I mean, do us a favor. You know, we got friends doing it. We need fans doing it. not that our friends aren't fans, but we need Perfectly Stranger fans to jump on the iTunes and hit up weeklate.com, at a week late on Twitter, at Fen Promos on Twitter, at analysis49. Jason's got a YouPorn social network account.
I do. I have a lot of personal videos posted up on there now, so I would go there and check those out.
You can check out his halfway naked picture on his Facebook page. So
I'm not halfway naked.
There's that.
I'm only not fully naked because they would not allow it.
Okay.
Made that perfectly clear.
Facebook has a naturally pixelation.
It does.
For anything that
was
close to phallic.
Very, very upset.
It was only one pixel, but anyway.
It was a big pixel.
So, now that we got that out of the way.
The pixeling mate.
Skyline. What do you know?
Terrible brand of cigarettes.
Is it really?
Yes.
Is it really a cigarette?
Marlboro came out with a cigarette called Skyline, which had a badass name. I'm like, I can't watch the show until we do a podcast, so might as well just smoke the cigarettes and like to pass the time. worst thing of my life. Like, I can't tell you what, like, you know, like you have menthol cigarettes and you have regular cigarettes.
Yeah.
Skyline is neither.
It's a mix of both.
It's a mix of both, but like.
So they turned Skyline into
bad.
They turned their Skyline into silvers. 72 blue silvers and 72s Marlboro.
It's a brand new line.
Oh, it's still out.
It might be still out.
Oh, okay. Because if it wasn't around anymore, what I'm thinking they did is took the name Skyline off and just did the blue special blend.
No, Skyline was like a normal.
Okay.
Like
Marlboro Miles they're called. Marlboro Miles,
yeah,
they're a mix of menthol.
Yes, not that.
And
they use something else, menthol.
Paul smoked one the other day at work, and he came back and he's like, I'd rather smoke nothing than smoke those. I'm like, wow, that's a bold statement, sir.
Yeah, it is.
He doesn't like it.
I'll smoke anything.
Crack, what's that?
Only on Thursdays. Like, what is today?
Hey, today's Thursday. No, no, it's not.
It's Wednesday?
Yeah.
Well, okay. We just told him what day it was.
Yeah, we usually never do that. So, this movie...
Skyline
has the only person I can think of, which is why I kind of wanted to watch it in the theaters when it first came out, which is probably like 3 or 4 years ago now or something like that. About two?
Did it ever go in the theaters?
It was in theaters.
No.
Yeah, I wanted to see it in theater because Donald...
It was a direct-to-TV movie.
Donald Faison, no, it wasn't. Donald Faison from Scrubs.
Scrubs, the black guy?
It. Yep. I should know this. I think Michael C. Hall from Dexter is in it.
I don't see.
This other guy, Thomas Jane, I believe, is also in it. And if it's not Thomas Jane, it's the guy that looks like him.
Which is close.
The poor man's version of Thomas Jane.
Yeah.
So that being said, again, movie's like 2 years old and no research done whatsoever.
No. Somebody aliens invading or taking over the planet.
Do you know anything about it at all going into it?
Just what I've seen from the trailer.
What I usually
they've already probably seen the movie.
Heard people, yeah. They probably are like, you're idiots. This movie, we've seen it. We're not even gonna listen to this episode anymore. please. Don't stop listening.
I don't know the lyrics, so I'll be going
hum. Great.
Thank you. That hurt actually a lot.
That was the the song version.
I'm gonna go down.
The jingle version of
Don't Stop Believe It.
Yeah. this movie was confused a lot with Battle
for Middle Earth
of LA or Battle for LA,
which I've seen.
I think
which I didn't, but I did.
The unfortunate part was that they both came out around the same time, and they're both really familiar. Like
they look very similar
to each other.
Battle for LA, I can say, was garbage.
There was an episode of this podcast that I listened to called How Did This Get Made? It's got Paul Scheer and another guy from the league and Paul Scheer's wife. They all do a podcast together. And they thought it was so bad that they put it on their podcast because their podcast is about terrible movies that get made. And, like, how did they get made, obviously, is the name of the podcast.
Right.
The cool thing about it was that the director of the movie was such a good sport about it that he went on the podcast to get interviewed about his terrible movie. That alone, I probably shouldn't have listened to because there weren't really any spoilers, but that alone brought down my expectation level of this movie. I had middle to high expectations.
The movie's bad.
But you haven't seen Skyline yet, right?
Are you talking about Skyline or Battle for L.A.?
Battle for L.A. Well, I'm talking about Skyline right now.
On the podcast that he did?
Yeah,
He said it was bad?
Yeah. The podcast, How Did This Get Made, is about terrible movies.
And
they
and
had a podcast
Skyline.
About the movie, which I haven't listened to the actual podcast review of the movie for spoilers, but I did listen to the interview of the director who was cool enough to go on the show to talk about his shitty movie.
Ooh.
Which I thought was pretty really crazy. Like, why would anybody go on and get berated? And he explained how editing mistakes maybe happened. I'm hoping we're watching the director's cut, which isn't supposed to be that much longer, but it makes more sense because of the editing.
Right.
It's
fine, too.
Which goes to show you that good movies can be ruined by bad editing.
Well, definitely.
These type of movies I don't go into much for because, to me, they're just fun movies to watch. I want to see aliens and ships and explosions.
That's all I really want.
So as long as that happens, I'm going into this movie with still middle of the road, but expecting the worst because of, unfortunately, the stuff I've already heard about
it,
which kind of sucks. But
it did.
I want to watch it.
It was only in theaters for what? 2 weeks at the most?
I don't know about that, but it wasn't there for long.
No.
I don't, and that's never a good thing. They wanted to get it to DVD as fast as possible to keep trying to make more money off of
it.
And from what I understand, they didn't even break even on this film. So I'm interested to see over all the stuff that I've heard and seen. I want to formulate my own opinion, and I'm hoping it's not going to be a huge waste of time.
It's terrible.
But it's a comfortable setting. We don't have to be in the theater with anybody right now. And we're super close to Christmas. This episode's actually going to drop on Christmas Day, Sunday the 25th, correct?
Yes. Christmas falls on the Sunday.
So that will be our gift to you guys because we're broke and we can't afford to give you real ones. So there's that. What about you? Expectations?
I'm going to go with middle, to be honest with you, because, like I said, I've seen Battle for L.A., I didn't like it at all.
Okay.
It was a bad movie. And
maybe
that,
I'm mixing the actors up from those two different movies.
And that movie had, I want to say, a lot higher budget than this one.
Oh, absolutely.
A lot better actors than this one.
That's another reason
and
why.
And it was so bad. And Skyline, if it is kind of like a duplication of that film.
You bring up a really good point, though. I wanted to mostly watch this movie, and I'm glad you said that, because you reminded me of the fact that Skyline is actually an independent film. So that being said, going into seeing a movie like this, which, like, the insight I got from the director himself on that podcast was they gave him way too little time to shoot this. They kind of run and gunned it. It was like a project with friends for super low budget.
Mm-hmm.
And Battle for L.A. or Battle of L.A., there is actually a Battle of L.A. and a Battle for L.A. out there. Whichever one you watch is supposed to be the better of the two.
It's the newer one.
It's the newer one. I don't know which one it is. I think it's Battle of L.A.
It's
Battle
LA.
For L.A.
Escape from L.A. Kurt Russell.
That's a great, terrible movie.
That was an awesome movie.
You know, I think there's a lot to be said for somebody that puts on a good show with no money.
Mm-hmm. If you go in thinking that knowing that it's a, you know, independent film, the budget wasn't there, he didn't have time to shoot
it. Sure, that's what I'm
And you compare it to something like Battle L.A., who had, like, a shitload of money going in, 4 years of shooting
terrible.
That movie, and
yeah,
it's
yeah,
terrible.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's a really good point. Maybe I'll keep that in mind while we're watching this, because it might have a bearing on what I think at
the
end of it.
Yeah, just don't go in thinking it's going to be, like, you know, like Avatar or, like, Lord of the
Rings. Yeah, no, definitely not.
Like,
definitely not.
Avatar made me cry with fucking excitement.
You're being sarcastic, right?
No, I love that movie.
Oh, do you really?
I've seen it like 12 times.
I hate that movie.
I love that movie. Take it back. I'm not doing the podcast.
Did I tell you the good movie, though? It's a good movie. The good news?
What?
They're shooting Avatar 2 and 3 back-to-back as we speak.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding.
I have a boner.
Okay, so while he tends to his...
I'm tending. Oh, God, I'm tender.
Is at a star boner. I'm going to go ahead and say that we will see you after we watch the Netflix, hopefully director's cut.
Hopefully director's
of,
cut.
Of, I almost said Escape from L.A.
I can see right now we're going to go on Netflix and be like, so it was taken off of Netflix.
So they deleted it.
We're going to redo the whole first half.
God, that sucks. We should have probably checked to see if it was still there.
I would look like a couple
So we'll
so there's that.
Listen to some music. You might not even hear this if it's still not posted on there.
Anyone hear that either? But
speaking of which, they did. Yeah, they did a revamp of the Xbox dashboard. I can show you that before you take.
I do
off.
Want to check that out. I didn't like the whole like.
It's better in some ways, but it's worse in others.
It wasn't linear. It was like everything was all over the place.
As a matter of fact, before we come back and listen to and record the second portion, I'll show you a little bit of how it looks, and we can even talk about that on the second portion. So listen to the intermission music by at DJ Aaron Bond on Twitter, and we'll see you for the second portion of Skyline.
If you meet him in person, take off the at, because you probably won't like that too much.
Yeah, don't call him.
Yo, at Aaron. Like, yeah. Whoa, wait, why you gotta be?
You're like,
gotta,
first of all,
why you gotta be like that? Like, why you gotta?
It's so funny that you mentioned that because I visited him when I went to Orlando recently, and I was so lazy. I posted, it just said at Aaron Bond, which is totally not how you get a hold of him at all. I don't even think it's like a real page on Twitter. Like, nobody just has Aaron Bond. And so he's like, dude, you tweeted me, you didn't even fix it. I'm like, yeah, no, I'm lazy, I'm not even going to. You realize that you're, like, not promoting me correctly. I'm like, well.
They'll know.
It's not like I have a million other links that don't have your name in it. You
yeah,
know?
Like they'll go on Google and type in Bond, they never find it.
They will, actually.
Aaron Bond.
Absolutely.
How about James Bond?
Yeah, you might not want to type in just Bond because
yeah,
that'll probably come up first. Yeah. So,
and not E-R-I-N, A-A-R-O-N.
Yes, thank you. So do that, and we'll be back to record the second portion of the Skyline Netflix episode.
We're better with still on Netflix.
I just said lates.
You did, really?
Yes.
Really? In public?
Lates.
Okay.
I said it again.
Really, we're going to lose everybody.
And we're stopped.
It's over.
Okay, we are recording. We are back.
Second portion.
Second portion of a week late. This is part two of Skyline Netflix review. I guess let's get right into it.
Just go ballsy off the bat?
Yeah.
Might as well.
I guess my rating for this movie, I mean, I don't really know why it got such bad reviews. I mean, even on Netflix, it has 2.5 stars.
I think that rating goes by it. It goes by what it don't think you like. I don't think that's public rating.
No, that is the people. You can actually click on the stars to rate it yourself to give it however many you want. So these are user ratings from everybody else, and they average them out. And as it sits, it only has 2.5 stars, almost 3. It's like 2.75.
Yeah.
Because it's bleeding there a little bit. So, I don't know, man. I thought this movie was better than a 3.
I thought it was good.
I guess in the grand scheme of things, I mean, their 5 stars is our 11D. So, a 3 out of 5 isn't a bad movie, I guess.
No.
So
seven.
Yeah, that's like a 7 in our rating, and I'm gonna give it probably about that. I give this movie like a solid 6.5, 7. I mean, I guess I'll go 6¾.
6¾?
Yeah.
Cause the fucking technicality.
2¾ over here on Netflix. So I'll give it 6¾.
Nice Harry Potter reference there.
How is that a Harry Potter reference?
The train station for Hogwarts is platform 9¾.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Because I don't watch.
Well, there's that.
Bagel movies.
I'm sorry.
What's that?
They're quite exceptional, thank you. I'm gonna give this movie an 8, I think.
Wow.
Just because you know me and my sci-fi.
Yeah, you know what? Screw that. I'll give this movie a solid 7, man. I mean, the special effects were good.
They were top-notch for like what the budget was.
They were way better than I thought they were going to be. The storyline.
They were better than Battle for. I mean, the only good thing in Battle for LA was just that explosion you see in the trailer of that bullet going supersonic.
Yeah, and I was definitely mixing the two movies from the trailers that I saw because I was expecting a whole, like, military rescue scene where they get together with all the you know army guys.
Yeah, fight. Right.
That's obviously not this movie.
No.
There was a guy, ironically, from Dexter that I saw, but it wasn't Michael C. Hall.
No.
It was the chubby Hispanic dude from Dexter that plays his coworker detective buddy. So that's weird that Michael C. Hall is in Battle for L.A. and that guy is in this movie. There's a lot of similarities between the two, even though I haven't seen...
They both take place in the same city.
The other movie, yeah.
L.A.
Skyline happens in L.A., even though I don't think that's exactly where it was shot. This movie is credited with 2 directors for some reason.
Well, they're brothers, I think.
Oh, well, yeah, it looks like it there. The Strauss brothers, Colin and Greg. And then the cast was Eric Balfour, Donald Faison, Scotty Thompson, and Brittany Daniel. Brittany Daniel was in Piranha 3D as well, I believe.
Was she?
She does a lot of these low-budget movies.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen it, but I saw the trailer, and Paul Shearer was also in that movie, which is ironic that he does a podcast about shitty movies, and he's in a shitty movie. but I think Piranha 3D was done on purpose. Shitty, it was like tongue-in-cheek, like, hey, look, we're making a Piranha movie.
Right.
That's what it is, you know?
Yeah,
but seriously, man, for what this movie was, I liked the acting. I mean, it was mostly believable. The special effects were great. The way the abductions happened were cool.
It was very unique. Like, way
yeah, the storyline, I'm interested. They obviously leave it open to a sequel, and I'm interested to see if they make another one. I would watch it. I would totally watch the sequel.
With how it ended, I mean, you got to kind of have a sequel.
There was a huge twist at the end. It got super sci-fi at the end, but we'll get to that in the spoilers. So you give it an 8.
Should we even have a spoiler section for a movie like this old?
That's true. I mean,
just straight up talk about it. I mean,
seriously, if you haven't seen it by now, go watch it. Yeah, but if you don't want to hear spoilers, stop talking. But I guess we're not going to really do a countdown, so let's just get into it. At the end, there's a huge sort of build-up the whole movie, and at the end it happens super fast. Like, all of a sudden, our main character, who is kind of changing the whole movie...
kind of like a District 9
yeah,
vibe, except not that
definitely,
extreme.
Definitely, definitely. Definitely.
Definitely, indeed.
Doing that.
Yeah, like with the whole brain.
The brain thing with the zombies is a little weird too. I mean,
it's a cool
what
concept.
What happens is like his mentality, his human side is strong enough because of the treatments that he's gotten with the lights throughout the beginning of the movie.
Which, if you haven't seen it, turn you...
Yeah, he can withstand this light longer than most humans for some reason, and that gives him an advantage at the end of the movie to where his subconscious mind takes over the brain that is transplanted into another alien, and he takes over that alien's body. At the very end, which I don't understand, they show a sequence of pictures that shows him rescuing his pregnant girlfriend.
Like whooping ass.
And kicking everybody else's ass and then taking her out of the ship. Apparently not saving anybody else's life except his and his girl. But that's cool.
And he has no penis, so he can't even have sex with leaving it. So it open, why even bother?
I mean, leaving it open to a sequel with a alien that used to be a human that's somehow controlling this body through his brain. I'm intrigued. Let's go for it.
I want to see a sequel. Like, how many?
Figure that out.
Like I told you outside, if we can somehow transfer that brain to a bigger unit.
Yeah, I'm interested to see where they go with that.
Have even bigger penis. I should be really pleased.
I don't know any girls that would stay with me as a human, let alone an alien form. So I don't know where that's going with that.
Are you just to clarify so they can't see you, are you now, right now, in your human form?
I am in my human form as we speak. It looks like alien, but this is my real face. So, I don't know, man. The soundtrack was good.
It was.
They had good music.
Yeah,
they had 30
Seconds to Mars.
They had 30 Seconds to Mars at the beginning. They had some hip-hop there.
Some like unique shit they got thrown in.
It was fun, man. I like these kind of movies, I guess. I mean, it's cool sci-fi. The pilot scene was great.
Oh, yeah, that's phenomenal.
He's piloting like a stealth bomber, futuristic stealth bomber type deal into like the ship that's able to regenerate after it gets bombed by a nuke.
It got nuked at
so, like, they think destroy L.A. in this movie, by the way. There's nothing left of L.A.
Spoiler, the humans are fucked.
Yeah.
That's not.
If this ever happened in real life, against these type of aliens that can regenerate when you cut their tentacles off, then we're all freaking screwed, you know? Like, to epic proportions.
But if
like,
you think about
it,
every alien movie, like, we always find a way to win, but this was actually kind of true.
Yeah, we lost big time.
We lost.
Yeah. Like nobody,
no
everybody fucking
on.
Died in this movie. Everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Except for the pregnant chick, and the human guy is in alien form somehow, so that's the only way he's alive.
But he can't really do anything.
He's not really human anymore. He's a different race altogether.
He can't, like, kill all of them either.
But it's his consciousness inside of an alien body somehow. I don't know how that happened.
It's like Avatar.
But, you know, obviously certain reasons why this movie only gets a 7 in my book and not, like, an 8 or 9 or 10 because they're in plot holes. But those plot holes could be answered in a sequel. They left it open. And as far as the editing was concerned, I didn't really see that many mistakes. I mean,
no. There's a couple, but not really.
I was just paying attention. I was having fun watching the movie, and it entertained me. So, good job. I mean, I don't see why this movie got slammed.
Like you said, the movies is a form of entertainment. It entertains, therefore it did what it was supposed to do.
And going back to like the Hugo episode, you were not entertained, so you gave it a low score.
Right.
Understandable. This movie was very entertaining. It had some eye candy and lots of explosions, lots of action.
The special effects were good.
It was really good, man.
It was good.
So,
it was very, very like, believable special effects.
I completely enjoyed this movie. I don't think it was a waste of time. I don't know why people were giving it bad scores. I don't know, man. Maybe we're missing something. I think we've had pretty good opinions of the movies thus far, and that we're not too far from, you know, the status quo, if you will. I mean, we don't want to be the status quo, but, like, we're fair.
Follow the crowd.
Yeah, we're fair when we judge our movies.
Sometimes we have difference of opinion, but, you know, that's just...
But they're always fair, you know?
They're fair, and that's both sides.
Right. So, I don't know. I don't know why people gave this movie such bullshit, but I liked it, and I recommend watching it. It's right now streaming on Netflix. Just look it up, add it to your queue,
and check
that shit out.
It's worth every penny that we didn't spend on it.
Exactly. It's worth my $9 a month. I've been actually using my Netflix and Hulu a lot more because of that, because I'm thinking to myself, if I'm going to pay for a service, I'm going to get as much as I possibly can. I got all caught up with, so I guess we're done with Skyline. Between the two of us, I guess like a 7.5.
7.5 is fair.
Yeah, that's great.
That's a good score for the movie.
Yeah, I think that's fair. So I guess segueing into Netflix and Hulu, like using it more, I started revisiting Prison Break. My dad's never watched it. I've always sort of wanted to sit down and watch a show with him. And so every once in a while, when we visit together, we'll pop on an episode of Prison Break on Netflix. It's funny because these things are starting to overlap now a lot. Like, I took Prison Break Season 1 off of my Hulu and put it on my Netflix because I knew it would last longer and it wouldn't be, like, so much in my way when I go to watch it on my queue. On the 360, we didn't get to check it out, but the dashboard only lets you view your top 100 in your queue, how they put it in your queue. So, like, if you have something that's, you know, taking up, like, right now I have seasons 2 and 3 of Prison Break on my Hulu. Until I add 2 and 3 on Netflix, I'm not taking that off, but it's taking up all this visual space. So I have to always scroll to the very end of my Hulu queue on the 360 dashboard in order to watch what I want to watch.
Which is kind of annoying.
It's kind of annoying. Unless there's a setting that I'm too lazy to look into, I haven't found it yet.
I know the interface is different on the Wii versus the PS3, but you know I have mine on the PS3.
Yeah.
And they recently updated it within the last week or so to actually have, like, multiple menus. Like, instead of having all the episodes listed, it'll go over 4 times. It'll go, like, name of the show, season.
Right, yes.
But
that's what they're doing,
on the flip side, like, when you open up one of the seasons, it's got all the episodes listed.
Mm-hmm.
When it finishes, it'll auto-queue up the next episode, and you say play again.
Hulu and
it'll
Netflix.
Just count it out.
Yeah, Hulu and
Hulu
Netflix
does it, but it never did on the PS3.
Oh, really?
This is like a new thing. It just
they're
playing.
Starting to catch up then on the interface.
Right.
That's cool.
You still can't type in any category that you want.
Interesting.
It gives you like 20 random categories, and it pisses me off.
I hate that, yeah.
Because I want to have like action, but it'll like replace action with like raunchy comedy or something like that, and I'm like, I want action back.
Yeah, because it'll try to like recommend shit for you. It's like, I just want one thing. I know what I want to watch. Don't recommend anything.
I want categories that I want.
Categories, not random
shit that I have no idea what they are. Like indie, independent film. Like,
so I started watching, you know, Prison Break again, which is cool. I've never actually seen the first episode of Prison Break. I've seen the whole series, but when I got into it, they were showing like a marathon to get people caught up, and I caught it on the second episode, and I was hooked. And I never went back and watched the first one. I saw the whole series, the hour and a half special quote movies that they shot for it, and then I went back all these years later and watched the first episode, finally. I plan on watching the rest of it. I love that show. Like, I plan on going back and watching Lost at some point, too. Because I just want to pick up...
I still haven't seen Lost.
Wow.
Not a single episode.
I'll go watch
it.
But
people keep...
That.
I keep losing interest because people keep telling me stuff about it.
Yeah, that's why...
Thinking that I've seen it.
That's why a lot of people think I'm snobby, but when you start talking about something that I'm interested in and I don't want to hear it, I'll get up and walk away.
No, I mean, like, we had an issue at work. Remember that?
Yeah.
Issue at work. The person in question started to bring it up, and you walked away.
Yeah.
And I was trying to, like, tell her not to say anything because you haven't seen it yet.
But she didn't have any respect for that.
She, at all.
She actually threw out a spoiler on purpose just to piss me off. And I'm like, that's not cool.
Like, oh, yeah, everybody does.
At all. Like, this is my...
What?
This is, like, my passion, and... I don't know. It sounds stupid to get pissed off over something like that. Maybe I am a movie snob, but I don't, who cares?
Well, I remember, like, the most traumatic time in my life, well, like, as far as, like, story-wise, was, like, when I was... I don't know if you played Final Fantasy X.
I think that was the first one I played.
But I'm playing Final Fantasy X, and then, like, I'm halfway through the game, and I'm loving the story. I'm loving it. I couldn't wait. I want to go home from school every day.
Right.
My favorite storyline ever, probably, in any video game I've ever played, even over 7. And someone at school is like, oh, yeah, by the way, at the end, like, you're not real. Like you find out, like, the main character's not real. Like, he's like a dream, like, this whole time. I'm like, which is the main point of the game.
Right.
And I was so fucking devastated.
Some people just don't get
that, like,
man. Like, the whole
dude,
point.
Dude, I look forward to
uncovering
every
that.
Day.
Yeah, you're uncovering it yourself. You don't
right.
want somebody else to fuck up the storyline for you. It's plain and simple.
And it's bullshit, like, when they do.
You put your time and you invest your money and your emotions into these characters that other people have created for us, and you're going to fuck that up by being a dickhead about the storyline when you're not sensitive about that for other people. You know, that's just...
Some people still like surprises.
Yeah.
Wanting to discover things on their own.
Be a decent human being. Let us do it on our own. By the way, Skyline was released in 2010, which wasn't even really... That's this year.
It's 2011.
Oh, well, that was last year. it's been out for a year, but I'm like, yeah, 3 years ago it came out. No, it hasn't even... It's like
That's this year?
It's barely been a year.
You know, in 10 days is going to be 2012.
Oh.
So it'll be 2 years ago.
Right. Almost 2 years ago.
Almost 2 years ago, yeah. It came out January 1st.
It's late. So... That's what I'm going to chalk it up to.
We procrastinated a lot for this film.
Yeah, we did. We finally got out of the way. So I'm all caught up on Once Upon a Time.
Once Upon a Time.
It's on ABC. They're on episode 7 or 8. There's probably another one waiting for me in the Hulu queue right now as I speak. I'm hooked on that storyline, man. I think the characters are great. The special effects are good. I spoke about it for a little while. I'm not going to talk about it too much. Then I went back and started watching Grimm. I was on the 3rd episode. I've obviously not been paying attention to it.
Are you out of the show already, you think?
I don't think it's going to make it, man. Like,
no?
The special effects are cheesy. The acting's okay, but it's not solid.
Now, you can overcome special effects if you have amazing acting.
Yeah.
If both are mediocre.
Yeah. I mean, the characters are decent. I like the guy. Speaking of Prison Break, he played like this dude named Crazy Eyes because he has crazy eyes. He's in this show and he plays the werewolf sidekick, the vegetarian werewolf sidekick, and it's kind of funny. And he's the only reason I watch the show.
Because of him?
Because of his character.
He'll probably die off somehow.
He's the comedic. I don't think so. He's the comedic sidekick, unless they jump the shark real soon. I think they better not kill him because that's the only thing they have going for the show. I'm not buying the Brandon Ralph lookalike. I don't know. They don't pull off the detective fairy tale thing well enough.
Right.
And it sucks because it's Joss Whedon. I really wish it would do better, but it's not that good.
Joss Whedon has potential beyond no other.
He didn't have the money to back it. I just don't think it was the right matchup for whatever network. I think Grimm is on Fox, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, we don't
have... No, Grimm is on NBC.
He would never go back to Fox.
No, you're right. He probably wouldn't.
I'd be putting Firefly on there and have him fuck it up.
Yeah, you need to listen to that. You need to listen to that podcast with Ricky Lindholm. It's a good one. Well, here comes the Nerdist update section. They got yet another podcast. Tom and Eric Eat Snacks. It's pretty funny. Tom Cavanaugh and not Eric. Tom and Mike Eat Snacks. That's what it is. It's actually Mike and Tom Eat Snacks because the name of the podcast is Mates, because it spells that out. I think I talked about that a little bit too, but it's also on the Nerdist Network. Nerdist is coming out with their second episode a day before this drops, which is Saturday. This is dropped, which is Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve on BBC is Nerdist episode, the Nerdist TV show episode number 2. With your boy Nathan Fillion and the 10th Doctor David Tennant, and I think one other person I forgot about, but Matt Myra and Jonah Ray are going to be there. I think Kumail Nanjiani is going to be on that episode. He's
on Christmas Eve, huh?
Christmas Eve on BBC.
Is it being filmed Christmas Eve? You think, or is this
no? They've taped it already. So they invite a live crowd out, and people get dressed up as their favorite sci-fi characters. It's kind of their thing. And, it's just like the Nerdist, not just like the Nerdist podcast, because I have yet to see the pilot, but they liked it so much they picked up 4 more episodes.
Nice.
So 5 total.
Well, congrats to them, I guess.
Yeah, congrats to them.
Blowing up like that.
Nerdist TV show is on iTunes. I think it's 99 cents an episode. They also have a YouTube channel out now. I should really work for these guys. I plug them all the time. because right now I've whittled my podcast listening down to 2 networks, and that's Earwolf and Nerdist. They have more than enough to listen to keep me busy during the week. I can't even keep up with all the shows they have, but they're fun to listen to, and there's a wide variety of them. I'm always listening to the Todd Glass Show, which is great. Mutant Season, Making It with Ricky Lindholm, Big Pop Fun with Tom Wilson, who played Biff in Back to the Future. He's on the Nerdist Network now too. I mean, they're made. Those guys, that is the business model that we're supposed to be following. And
right.
Hopefully.
But we're getting there slowly.
Yeah, hopefully.
Take some time.
What about I don't know. We can start wrapping it up, I guess. I mean, I don't want to keep repeating myself, but I will be putting some time aside over the holiday season to catch up on Walking Dead. I'm going to have some Christmas zombie nightmares.
Goddamn right you will.
Yeah.
And I think that show picks back up either.
That's right, because they're in a hiatus right now in the middle of the second season.
Yeah,
they cut their second season in half.
2-month hiatus, I think, in between.
Yeah, they're coming back in February, season. I think, right?
Yeah, February. Yeah.
I should February be caught up by then. I should be caught up by then.
Yeah, I mean, there's only the first season. I think has 6 episodes, which is 5.5 hours of content.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then the second
season.
Yeah,
I should be able to knock that out like before Christmas even.
Yeah, second one.
So.
I think second one has 7 episodes. So I mean, you know, like you're looking at like 12 hours total of content to watch, which ain't.
If you put it that way, it's not too bad. Yeah.
No. Like 12 hours total of content. As far as my updates, as far as TV shows.
Swedish Idol.
I got nothing for you today.
All right. Fair
Netflix,
enough.
Netflix, I'm gonna go ahead and... I got it, I downloaded, I bought Dune, Blu-ray collection.
No shit.
Yeah. Downloaded it. So, I have the Dune collection. And,
Nice.
And 720p.
That's great.
/1080. But,
but I downloaded it.
It looks pretty cool. I mean,
Are you talking about the original old school Dune or the
Dune.
New series?
No, original Dune, like 1986 for
nice.
All year one.
Nice.
But it looks phenomenal. I watched the first maybe 20 minutes just to see how the quality was between the Blu-ray and then the normal DVD. Now, like when you upscale a movie like that to Blu-ray quality,
mm-hmm.
it was filmed with those type of cameras. You can really see, like...
Imperfections
on everything.
Interesting.
But, and the special effects are kind of taking me out of it because they're so outdated.
Yeah.
They're really excellent for the time and don't take me completely out of it.
Right.
But they still take away, kind of.
But you still recommend it, though, just for
I still recommend
it
from the small piece I watched again on Blu-ray, but, I mean, you know, I've seen it, but it's fantastic. It's got a bunch, like, every actor in that show is a huge name actor.
Yeah, yeah.
Every single, like, almost everyone.
Now, are you talking about the TV show or the movie?
The miniseries.
The miniseries.
It's
okay.
About, I think, 6 hours, 8 hours long.
Okay.
I believe it came out back in the 80s. I wasn't born yet.
Yeah, no. I remember doing the movie, and then they came out with a series after that because it did so well. But you're right. It was only one season.
Oh, there was multiple. Like there was Dune 2000.
Yeah, there were multiple. Yeah.
The game Dune 3000. Another series Dune to the Future. I don't know.
Dune to the Future.
So, you know, it's a bunch of
yeah, yeah, yeah.
But that's the only thing I've really been watching besides still doing SG-1 on season 9 of that now. Going blasting back through it.
Speaking of
or 8, I mean
Stargate. The Doctor from SGU is in Once Upon a Time. He plays Rumpelstiltskin.
SGU?
Yeah.
Oh, Universe?
Stargate Universe, yeah.
I still haven't seen that.
You should actually watch it. It's only 2 seasons. They killed it after 2 seasons with the possibility of it coming back, but the way they did it...
Left it open.
...in the show, it's so good. I do have to start... I got to go back and start watching SG-1, man. I mean, I got so much stuff I got to watch.
I just love Richard Anderson. That's what...
Yeah, me too.
He's
fun.
He's,
did you ever get to
he's
watch...
He's just fun to watch.
Did you ever get to watch... We should probably find it on Netflix and watch it. It's Richard Dean Anderson it's MacGyver meets the Old West, and Richard Dean Anderson plays the main character. It was really fun. It was on.
It's got to be good.
For a brief time, I think it only ran 2 seasons, but it was really fun to watch. Like it was like an Old West version of MacGyver.
I'm trying to think what you're talking about. I know I've seen it.
And I can't remember what the name of it was.
It wasn't recently though, right?
No, this
is
like
90s.
Yeah, this is like older 90s, like. At least 5 to 10 years after MacGyver fizzled out.
That was in the 80s, wasn't it?
Yeah. So it had to be early 90s that this Western MacGyver, it was fun to watch.
I know what you're talking about.
It was really fun to watch.
I haven't seen it, but I know.
We should hunt it down and watch
it. Yeah,
because I'd like to see how it holds up.
Richard Dean's he's just fun to watch.
Yeah, he's the man, dude. He's the man.
I mean, he's like the only reason that show kept going for so long.
Yeah, I would
say. In my eyes.
I would say so, too, of course.
When he started to get a little bit older.
And he's in SGU, too.
Is he?
Yeah, the whole two seasons he was in that shit.
Get the fuck out of my house.
Yep.
Or your house. Get the fuck out of your own house. Okay. Sorry.
So,
I'll see myself out.
I don't know. You want to wrap it up for the Netflix episode? We don't have to go into music or anything like that.
Music just makes me drown myself in my sorrows. I can't do that right now. So
on
a positive note,
I was just going to end it. Well, I guess that's it. I mean, I'm sure I'm going to come up with a bunch of stuff, but we're only a week or two away from the next one. We were going to do Mission Impossible, But we were...
The holidays might be a little sketchy.
Yeah.
As far as one
next Sunday. We might actually
Sunday.
End up being a week late on the Mission Impossible episode, but we will get it done. We had to get this Netflix thing out of the way. It was way overdue. So thanks for listening. Check us out on iTunes. We are searchable. Leave comments. Give us 5 stars if you like us. If you don't like us, email us at fans.aweeklate@gmail.com or hit us up on Twitter. I am at analysis489.
I am Jason Cryptic, at Jason Cryptic.
Yes. And,
AKA Cryptic.
You can also get us at A Week Late, and we are on Google Plus. Fan Entertainment and A Week Late both have Google Plus pages as well.
Remember, aweeklate.com.
And aweeklate.com. Boom.
Go there.
There it is.
And I want to say also,
yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yes, Merry Christmas to
this
everyone.
This shit will drop when Santa comes.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everybody. This is actually going to drop on Christmas Day. Our gift to you. We hope you're having a good one. Enjoy the holiday with your friends.
Play with your family. Play with
family.
Your young children. You can play it. We don't touch.
If you don't have any friends. Yeah, I don't know about the children. It is an explicit tag on iTunes. This one was pretty clean, though.
It is 2011.
Get over it.
If you're not pregnant by 12, go home.
Yeah. I was going to say one more thing. If you don't have family
or friends,
thanks for listening to us. Thanks for taking the time out.
You cannot come over for dinner.
We were your family and friends for the time being, and keep listening. Maybe our community will get big enough to where you won't be alone for the holidays next year.
And we probably will just still probably be alone because we won't be friends with you either. But
wow. I was trying to get a positive note, and you keep taking it down.
Christmas is about negativity, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
It's about nativity.
Oh, I see what you did.
Nice.
Baby Jesus.
That's right.
He's so real. So.
All right. There it is. All right, guys. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Kwanzaa. Festivus. And.
Yo, Satan.
If we don't see you for the new year, Happy New Year. But hopefully we'll get another episode in before then. I don't know.
One of us might be out of town.
Maybe.
One of us might be out
of
town.
We'll see.
Merry Christmas.
Happy New Year. And thanks for listening. And that's a wrap for episode 17 for the Netflix episode on Skyline.
Can I put my pants on back?
Yeah, I don't know why you were sitting here this whole time without your pants on.
You told me to take them off before we started.
No.
You didn't tell me that?
No.
Well, then what the hell?
I think somebody said that in the movie, and you're like, might as well take off my pants.
I didn't
say anything. I wanted you to feel comfortable in my home, so.
Well, they've been off for an hour and a half.
I need to feel your pants right now.
Well, it's cold.
Yeah.
And that's shrinkage.
You're a grower, not a shower?
Yeah.
All right.
It's sad.
There it is.
Whoa.
All right.
All right, guys. Merry Christmas.
Take care.
Happy New Year.
Thanks for listening.
Praise Jesus, not.
Bye.